Nothing is the same afterwards. Everything has changed. Life as it was before seems superficial and unsatisfactory, without really being able to explain how or why. There is the awareness that something must change, not a task list of things to do. It is knowing that the path that was visible before is not the one to stay on, and that the new path, which is not visible, has only one stepping stone from here, the next one, and trusting enough to step onto it and take the next step in the hope that the next stone is in place before your foot makes contact with the ground. The path is laid down as we walk it. Neither was this first time the last paradigm shift. Each one brought me deeper into God and perpetuated a change which enhanced the process. I sought a spiritual director to support me. I started drawing and painting mandalas, compulsively to begin with, to try to express my experience of prayer. I gradually became an artist. My friend the art teacher is smiling right now because I dared to say that. Finally, in the Song of Songs retreat, the year before I wrote my life psalm and made the spiritual exercises, there was a complete and total surrender, leading to an election which was confirmed in the process of doing the exercises. I had been of the opinion that I was already surrendered to God. I had handed him a blank check which I had signed, had I not. But when you still reserve the right to negotiate the price, you're not really surrendered. There is a movement from, how much? Why do you need all of that? Well, okay, I suppose so. To an unhesitant yes, it is given. It is what Ignatius means by the Sisipi prayer. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To thee, O Lord, I return it. All is thine. Dispose of it wholly according to thy will. Give me thy love and thy grace, for this is sufficient for me.